Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With the dramatic rise in people working from home as a result of the pandemic, there's also been a dramatic rise in tools and technologies that are designed to help track people's performance while they're working at home and they're out of the eyesight of the manager or the boss. Now, some of these tools, ones that simply measure every single keystroke, website, and activity that people do on their computers, I think we could all admit those are pretty awful. But one company has developed a new solution that it claims can measure actual productivity, not by necessarily measuring every single action in every website that employees track, but analyzing the work productivity tools that they use, how they use them, when they use them, and the outcomes that they derive. The company is called ProtoScore, and they claim to be able to develop a productivity score, similar to a credit score, just a number, that takes into account employee activity in standard workplace tools like email, calendar apps, chat apps, the documents that they use and access, customer relationship management tools, as well as other forms of communication like phone calls. ProtoScore analyzes this data, applies a little intelligence to it, and comes up with a simple score, which it claims is a productivity score, which it then shares with the employee, as well as the boss and anyone else in the organization who's authorized to see the score. Then when employees have one-on-one meetings with their management, both have that information, both see the score, how it was derived, and can talk about whether or not it reflects accurately their actual work effort and productivity. Now, I like the approach. I like that it's not simple, just straight up monitoring every action an employee does on their computer. But I also don't like that it seems like it doesn't take into account the relative impact and importance of any of these activities. Let's just give one example. Let's say one of your sales employees was working on a very large, strategic, and important account. And on a given day, that employee maybe sent one email to a colleague asking for an important question about the account. Maybe they had one chat about the account. And maybe they accessed one simple document, the pitch deck that they were planning on sending to that account. And finally, maybe they made one update in the customer relation management system reflecting the new pitch deck. Now, let's say all those activities together responded in a great pitch deck, an effective pitch to the client, and landed your organization this fantastic account. Simply monitoring or counting activities in these various productivity apps might not accurately reflect the relative importance of that employee's activity on that given day to the success of the organization. I'll probably get in touch with the ProtoScore folks to see if they can build that kind of deep intelligence into their analysis of employee activities in workplace productivity tools. But still, for now, I think we also need to realize that measurement and increased measurement of what people are doing as they work from home for longer and longer periods of time is something more of us are going to have to live with. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, please visit www.hrhappyhour.net.